The school week begins today in Chicago with another day of canceled classes affecting around 300,000 students. The Chicago Teachers Union went on strike October 17th. Their walkout has turned the city, state, and country's focus to teacher pay, class sizes, and other issues that impact educational quality. Those same issues were on the minds of many at the recent Future Teachers Conference at Illinois State University. WGLT's Ryan Denham was there and brings back this report.
There are lots of good reasons to become a teacher. It's rewarding. The kids need you, and because of a teacher shortage, the state needs you too. But Shemaine Bertrand has an even better reason. Teachers are powerful.
A lawyer can't be a lawyer. A doctor can't be a doctor. A surgeon can't be a surgeon. A plumber can't be a plumber. Nobody can be anything if they did not have a teacher. So we are powerful, right?
Bertrand is an assistant professor of elementary education at Illinois State University. She spoke this month to 350 high school students visiting ISU for the Future Teachers Conference. The event was part informational, part pep rally for a profession that many feel has an undeserved bad reputation. That reputation is one cause for a complex teacher shortage that's being felt statewide. There are around 1,800 unfilled teacher positions in Illinois, with concentrations in special education, English as a second language, and the STEM fields.
We have a problem in Illinois. The problem is we need more people to enter the teaching profession.
That's State Senator Jason Barrickman, a Bloomington Republican and ISU alum who spoke to the high schoolers.
And so I'm enthused by the fact that I can look out and see all of you who at this point have raised your hand and said, hey, that's something I might be interested in.
High schoolers at the October 18th event spent the day learning about what it's like to be a teacher or a college student training to become one. Sessions covered a wide range of topics, including international teaching opportunities, high-demand teaching fields, and what it's like to work in urban schools. The conference took place on day two of the Chicago Teachers Union strike, which has canceled school for more than 300,000 students. It follows months of negotiations between the union and Chicago Public Schools that failed to resolve disputes over pay and benefits, class size, and teacher preparation time. The strike was on the minds of several attendees, including Samir Data. He's a senior at Neuqua Valley High School in Naperville. He wants to teach high school, focusing on math or hands-on stuff like engineering or automotive skills. Data says he wants to teach because of an urge to give back, to repay what his teachers did for him. He's also informed. He's followed the new state law that will raise the minimum teacher salary in Illinois to $40,000 by the 2023-24 school year. That's one way the state is trying to cut into the shortage.
It's lessened my worry about pay because like, I want to have a family, I want to support them, but at the same time, being a teacher isn't that like money, you know, that you don't get as much money. So I'm a little worried about that, but I feel like I can get past it.
Shemaine Bertrand, the ISU professor, also spoke to conference attendees on the pay issue. She says the profession is the most rewarding job ever.
While I don't drive a Lambo, I'm okay because there's something that happens in these classrooms that I can say I gave them that experience so that they can be better.
Teaching is rewarding, but it's also demanding. Daniel Jackson is a recent ISU graduate who's now teaching second graders in Chicago Public Schools. He spoke on a panel with other current and future educators at the conference.
There's an injustice. You can't ignore it. The students won't ignore it. They're going to bring it to you.
Jackson says the social-emotional needs of his students stretch well beyond his lesson plans. He says the good teachers dive into uncomfortable situations and talk to their students about challenges in their personal lives.
You want to be able to inspire them. You want to be able to give them something that you needed as a child. And that's something that I've learned from my teachers. They gave me what I needed, and then they moved on with the curriculum.
Britta Warren is a senior at Normal West High School. She was one of the attendees at the Future Teachers Conference. She's already sold on the idea. Her mom was an elementary school teacher, and Warren wants to teach special education. It's a safe bet for her. She began working with the special needs ministry at her church as a sixth grader.
I loved the fact that the kids, they don't really care about what other people think of them. They just care about having a good time and being themselves, and they're always looking to have a good time, and they don't really care about what a lot of people worry about most of the time, which is just such a relief to have to work with kids that want to just have a good time and want to love others more than I think most people do.
Warren says she learned a lot at the ISU Future Teachers Conference, and she appreciated the encouragement about the profession. And on paper, Warren's job prospects look pretty good. According to an Illinois Regional Superintendent survey from last year, there were over 800 total special education openings from pre-K through 12th grade.
I would say I'm pretty much all in, but there are certain things that I've heard that it's just one worry for me is finding the right fit in a school district. I know that teaching is a big team aspect, especially nowadays, so I feel like finding my fit in a good team would be a slight worry of mine.
About 1 in 4 new public school teachers in Illinois graduated from ISU. College of Education Dean Jim Wolfinger says ISU now has around 4,600 students pursuing education in some form. That's been steady the last few years, but is down from historic highs.
As we look to the future and thinking about what are the needs of the state of Illinois, we need to be sure that we are focusing on things like special education, English as a second language, STEM fields, and thinking about those programs as well as our traditionally strong programs like elementary education, early childhood education, middle school.
Beyond addressing the shortage, Wolfinger says the college is working to also diversify its student body and therefore the teaching profession. Unit 5 and District 87 here in Bloomington-Normal are good examples. In Unit 5, for example, 65% of students are white, but 93% of teachers are white. In District 87, 89% of teachers are white, while just 47% of students are white.
We don't see the teaching workforce mirroring the demographics of the state, so we're working on outreach to try to get more students from other backgrounds to come into education as well.
ISU was founded originally as a teacher's college. Wolfinger says ISU still plays an outsized role in making sure Illinois' education workforce is adequate to meet its needs. So what was his goal for the 350 high schools in attendance at this conference?
I would want them to be invigorated by the idea of becoming a teacher, that this is an exciting occupation. It's something that every day you can go out and do something good in the world. If they can come out of here thinking that teaching is a viable profession for them, an exciting future for them, and Illinois State is a great place to study, then I think we'll have accomplished what we want to with this event.
Reporting from the Future Teachers Conference at ISU, I'm Ryan Denham.
Illinois State University hosts several conferences throughout the year for educators, including the new Teachers Conference for graduates with 1 to 4 years of experience under their belt. That takes place every summer.